You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
He was a simple country lad. She was the only girl he had, and he loved her in the biggest way. 2:30 in the afternoon, he said, "My dear, I must leave you soon, but we'll meet again tonight, okay? Please don't cry, I know you're feeling blue. Until tonight, remember, sweetheart, do. When the pussy willow whispers to the catnips, pss, pss, to the catnips, pss, pss, to the catnips, I'll whisper sweet whispers to you by the score. I'll whisper what I never whispered before. Let the bees make their biscuits. Let the butterflies make butter all day through. But when the pussy willow whispers to the catnips, I'll whisper sweet whispers to you. There's the whisper that you get from influenza. There's the whisper that you get on telephones.
I'll be right up.
There's the whisper that says
yes.
There's the whisper that says
no.
There are whispers in 1,000 different tones.
Lots of whispers.
There's the whisper that you get from cafe waiters.
Scotch or rye.
There's the whisper that you get from mothers-in-law.
You so-and-so.
But sweetheart, I will confess, when the sun sinks in the west, there's one whisper I love the best. When the pussy willow whispers to the catnip,
meow,
to the catnip,
meow,
to the catnip,
meow,
I'll whisper sweet whispers to you by the score. I'll whisper until I
can't whisper no more.
Let the bees make their beeswax. Let the lightning bugs make lightning all night through. But when the pussy willow whispers to the catnip,
meow,
I'll whisper sweet whispers to you.
Thank you. daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreamin', the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee. The leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power. Now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Yeah, it's Radiola, and if it gets on, if anyone hears it, it'll be a miracle, in fact. But at least I'm doing a show, and that's one thing we have to say. I'm whispering this one out, so perhaps this is a Whispering in the Dark edition, and it's very dark at times. We began with Arthur Fields, and don't hold me to that title, because it may be something else entirely. Arthur Fields, The Whisper Song, 1927, and a very nice reading of that. I've heard that by a couple of performers, but I like how he does that on that cheapo Bell record. He sounds pretty good, actually. Then perhaps this is our theme, Narcissus, because that will become evident later. Self-absorption and other aspects of why I do this show, but I'll even do the show if nobody's listening. That's how good it is to me. Shepfield and his Rippling Rhythm, 1940, Narcissus, which is the Woodland Sketches piece, Ethelbert Nevin, and I'll bet he got beat up in school for that name. Unless, you know, even Percy would beat up Ethelbert, you know that. Willard Robinson and Ipana Troubadour's Wake Up, Chillin', Wake Up, and meet up somebody with a strange name, why don't you? 1929. This is Radiola, and yes, it is a somewhat self-congratulatory edition of Radiola, and maybe prematurely so, but that's just how I feel. But here are the Virginians, and this is not Ross Gorman isn't in here, but it's a Shilkret-led group. On Victor, Franklin Bauer on the vocal, It's a Million to One and You're in Love. And I'm just using this because it's a kind of a song I would want to start with, 1927. Thank you.
Trumpet call while the people shout.
Hooray!
Strike up the band and hear the cymbals ring, calling one and all to the martial swing.
Hooray!
Strike up the band, for there is work to be done, there's a war to be won. Come, you son of a gun, take your stand. Fall in line, ye foe. Come along, let's go. Hey, leader, strike up the band.
Thank you.
Fred Nichols and his Strike Up the Band Orchestra, not Five Pennies by any means, but they were the ostensibly the pit band for that musical in 1930, Strike Up the Band, the Gershwins. And yes, of course, I don't know who the vocalist is on that. It could be Scrappy Lambert, or it could be an interloper. Who knows? It is not indicated in any of the discographies, but those who know will recognize his voice. The other side, to me, it sounds like George Fathead Thomas, which I don't think it is, but very interesting how that works out. But this side, definitely not. It's a different guy. Before that, Anson Weeks and his orchestra in 1928, and that's a rather nice reading of that tune. Not a commonly played tune. In fact, it was mentioned to me quite recently that there are not that it isn't a very common tune, but it's a lovely tune. In fact, Jack Theakston at the Capitol Theater was mentioning that he likes to play it on the organ, which is good. And it's but it isn't commonly heard. So here it is. We're going to get it out there one way or another. Yes, Dream House. And before that, the Virginians with Franklin Bauer, It's a Million to One You're in Love, 1927. This is Radiola, and we get things out there that are not often heard, and sometimes they've never been heard even by me before I found a particular recording. Here's Richard B. Gilbert with his ukulele, If I Can Find the Kind of Girl I Dream About. And this guy sounds a little bit like a control freak, I'm afraid. So you just have to bear with him, although he does a nice job here, 1925.
I've searched every place, but all in vain. Every city, street, and country lane, hoping there'd be someone who could tell where the one I'm looking for might dwell. I want to find the kind of girl I dream about, the kind of girl who'd never scold or fuss or pout. I want to hold and fold her like all lovers do. I know that she will be the kind that's ever true. We'll always pet, not fret, nor sit around and sigh. We'll simply live and love and let the world go by. I'll build a home way up and on, where the snow's so deep you can't go out, if I can find the kind of girl I dream about.
Pa 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 pa. Buses, Lord, can't you see? I am bubbling over with glee. Start the music hastily with boom, 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 boom.
Hooray,
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 I'm in love again.
Not with Mary Pickford,
and not with Gloria Swanson.
It couldn't be B.B. Daniels,
nor Priscilla Dean.
It couldn't be May Marie.
I'll tell you who I mean.
If you see eyes big and round, one is black and one is brown. Yes, that's my Elsie Schulzen. If she's tripping down the street, and you notice two left feet, yes, that's my Elsie Schulzen.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
She works for a doctor and she makes money quick. She stands right outside the door to make people sick.
Pearly teeth are in her mouth.
One point north and one point south.
I mean my Elsie Schulzen. Her shape is a total loss, 10 pounds less than any horse. I mean my Elsie Schulzen.
Nay, nay, nay.
I can't put my arms around, there's too much to go around. I mean my Elsie Schulzen. She's got more relations than a nation, no doubt. It looks like a picnic when her family goes out.
I'm her little sweetheart, Gus.
She's my hippopotamus.
I mean my Elsie Schulzen.
A for the hours we spent together.
The hours we spent as
B for the mortgage on her home.
It's really very touching.
C for the moonlight and the water.
Just a little drink, I need it.
D is for my old Kentucky home. E is for the diamond on her finger.
A diamond on her finger.
Who can tell, someday it may be mine.
It may be mine.
Put them all together, they spell
I mean my Elsie Schulzen. Hey, hey. Every time she laughs and grins, she shakes seven double chins.
Say,
I mean my Elsie Schulzen.
Hey, hey.
She tried plastic surgery, but it made her worse, you see.
She
I mean my Elsie Schulzen.
Oi, oi, oi.
She had her nose done over, they just bobbed it, you see.
You should see it.
Now she looks so very sweet and gentile to me.
Could you be it?
Though she has a funny name, still I love her just the same. I mean my Elsie Schulzen.
Oh, ham bone sweet, bacon good,
so good.
Possum meat is very, very fine. No, give me, oh, give me, I really wish you would. That watermelon smiling on the vine.
Yes, yes, yes.
Ham bone sweet,
so sweet,
bacon good,
so good.
Possum meat is very, very fine. No, give me, oh, give me, I really wish you would. That watermelon smiling on the vine.
You may talk about your apples, your peaches, and your pears. Them summers hanging on that summer tree. Oh, bless your soul, my honey, I know that truck am there. But the watermelon am the fruit for me.
Yes, yes, yes.
Ham bone sweet,
so sweet.
Bacon good,
so good.
Possum meat is very, very
fine.
No, give me, oh, give me, I really wish you were. That watermelon smiling on the vine.
When I went to get that melon, it was on a rainy night. And the moon, you know, had just begun to shine. The captain saw me going there, and he shot me through the fence. But I didn't leave that melon on the vine.
Yes, yes, yes.
Ham bone sweet,
so sweet.
Bacon good,
so good.
Possum meat is very, very
fine.
No, give me, oh, give me, I really wish you would. That watermelon smiling on the vine.
Yes, yes, yes.
Ham bone sweet,
so sweet.
Bacon good,
so good.
Possum meat is very, very
fine.
No, oh, give me, I really wish you were. That watermelon smiling on the vine.
Utica Institute Jubilee Singers in 1928 with Watermelon, and yes, that was Utica, Mississippi, and they were pretty much drumming up funds for that particular institution of learning down there, the Utica Institute. And that, as I say, is not this Utica. That's Utica, Mississippi. This Utica is probably just as muggy right now, but we have our own weather difficulties. For the most part, it's more interesting to have what we have sometimes, I think. Before that, Correll and Gosden, that was Freeman Gosden, Charles J. Correll, delving into a little, perhaps a bit of German dialect singing, Delos Owen on the piano with Elsie Schulzenheim, 1926. I don't think they were really doing the German stuff that much, but that's a fun record, and I don't have any compunction about including that on this edition of Radiola. It does have fun, and the watermelon is basically referring to the parties that people are having, and they're breaking out those large objects and having fun with them and eating some of them are eating them, I guess. I've seen other things happening too that are maybe are more better seen than described. Before that, Richard B. Gilbert, If I Can Find the Kind of Girl I Dream About. That was from 1925 on a Columbia disc. Very interesting stuff. And this is Radiola, and I'm feeling pretty good. I'm enjoying my own company. Maybe no one else is at this. We'll have to see if I can actually get this thing uploaded. The internet doesn't seem to be working today, owing to difficulties with DSL and certain atmospheric problems. So we just forge ahead and continue. John Leifert, who was one of the great collectors and restorers of records and promoters, mentioned this to me because I played the Dixie Daisies recently. Here is a recording he recorded, and I found it. The Dixie Daisies, House of David Blues, and that's a good one. And this is from 1923.
Thank you.
Tommy Christian and his orchestra, 1927, Swamp Blues. And it feels a bit swampy. The mosquitoes are coming out now a bit. But that's how it is. It's a little swampy. And I have to say, that's quite all right with me. And just a nice change of pace from it just being clammy. Before that, and I like that accordion work in there, by the way. I have to remark upon that. Before that, the Knickerbockers, which is a Ben Sullivan group, 1925, the original Charleston. And it wasn't quite the first recording, because I think we played that recently. It was actually the Ambassadors interpolated it before anybody else recorded it. But this, 2 years later, it's still the original Charleston, James P. Johnson. There's a little interpolation in there, too, but I don't recognize it. But that's what you have. Before that, the Dixie Daisies, The House of David Blues, 1923. And I think I might have grabbed that sound file from the Jeff Healey collection, as I did one other thus far. And I've used a few of those. Not too many, but just a few in this program to meet a few requests and to have a little fun. And sometimes I don't have every record in the world. I only have about half of them. So I'll rely upon some of my other sources for the other half. I'm Andy Senior, and I do have I have way too many records. And this is Radiola, and we're getting those records out there. Yes. This set is normally I would play more acoustic stuff, but I just felt like getting a little weird here, and you will understand why this is a somewhat narcissistic edition of Radiola. As the set proceeds, and at least toward the end of it, and that may be a good time for you to go out and get a beverage if you are so inclined. But we begin now, and for a suggestion in that regard, we start with Herman Waldman and his orchestra, Gene Harvey on the vocal, or Hervey, I should say, H-E-R-V-E-Y, in 1934 on a Bluebird, Cocktails for Two. Thank you.
that rendezvous that overlooks the avenue, with someone sharing our delightful chat of this and that and cocktails for two, as we enjoy a cigarette to some exquisite chansonette. Two hands are sure to slyly meet beneath a serviette with cocktails for two. My head may go reeling, but my heart will be obedient, with intoxicating kisses for the principal ingredient. Most any afternoon at 5, we'll be so glad we're both alive. That maybe fortune will complete her plan that all began with cocktails for two.
Thank you. sweetheart mine. Don't snort that line. Put away your crack pipe and your airplane glue. Lay off those pills, darling, speed kills. I kind of wish you'd ease up on the vodka too. Though you protest, I know what's best. When you're clean and sober, you'll be feeling swell. But when you toke, drink or do coke, I love you more than ever. Though it hurts like hell. Come to me, my codependent baby. Cuddle up and don't despair. Your substance problems, whatsoever they be, are just the sort of thing to make me care. You know, dear, that I would never leave you. And here's a fact that's sad but true. Though it seems like suicide, I must have you for my bride. I guess I must be codependent too. Dear, when you jones and take out loans just to buy the junk that keeps you acting straight, I know it's wrong, but go along. Though I know the stuff will kill you soon or late, I feel a twinge each time you binge, and it's not unpleasant if you get my drift. Life will be drab once you rehab. For every time you're high, it gives my mood a lift. Come to me, my codependent baby. Cuddle up and shoot some horse. If you join a 12-step program, maybe that will be what leads to our divorce. For though I'll vow to care for you in sickness, once you're healthy, dear, we're through. But there can be no doubt, just as long as you're strung out, I'll love you, 'cause I'm codependent too.
Well, there is the so-called carpal tunnel kid whose voice you may recognize, and if you don't, that's well, probably just as well. You probably just heard the first few notes and went out and get your beverage of choice, and I for one cannot blame you. However, that was recorded within the past week, last Saturday afternoon, by the Carpal Tunnel Kid. Of a song that was written, of a parody that was written in 1993. So that was I think that was a defiant gesture, because the Carpal Tunnel Kid realized that he had somehow outlived Alan Sherman, and that was to him a valedictory. And again, little narcissism goes a long way. Still, for those who like that sort of thing, that's the sort of thing they like. Codependent baby. And, I don't know, it kind of grows on you after a while. Before that, in direct reference, perhaps, Dave Harmon and his orchestra. Dave Harmon singing that, and maybe that was a mistake, too. 1934, Marijuana, and you know what that is. We don't have to explain that. Just say no, kids. Just say no. That was originally on a Bluebird, and that was from the Jeff Healey collection. But if you're, that's, you know, just consider, if that's the cause of it, maybe that's enough of an anti-drug message right there. Beginning with Herman Waldman and his orchestra with Cocktails for Two, which is a somewhat pleasanter device. Gene Hervey on the vocal there. And this is Radiola, and I'm Andy Sr., and some have called me the Carpal Tunnel Kid, and they may call me that if they wish on occasion, on those rare occasions when such things may occur. Radiola playlists are available at radiolablog.blogspot.com, assuming we can put up a playlist or even the program on the Internet, owing to some interesting things going on. But we are recording it, and it will be done. But whether or not it is publicized is another thing entirely. And we proceed now with some good musicians. Here's Dan Levinson's Roof Garden Jazz Band in the 2000. And you got John Eric Kelso in here, and oh boy, good group here with Shake It and Break It, and by God, that's what you have to do.
Break it!